Welcome to another bonus episode of Calm History, an extra treat for my Soak Plus members. This is my second episode about Florence Nightingale. The first one I did was archive episode number 13. In that episode, I explained why and how Florence Nightingale helped wounded soldiers during the Crimean War. It was basically a mini biography highlighting her work in the war and her lifetime achievements. In this episode, I've dug a little deeper into the details of who she really was. I've uncovered books and letters written by the wounded soldiers she treated and by the nurses she worked with. What do these primary sources reveal about the real Florence Nightingale? Was she as giving and caring as history wants you to think? I'm not going to tell you the answer to that. Instead, you are about to hear the answer directly from those who spent time with her. And I'll finish this episode by sharing some trivia about a poem written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It is the most famous poem ever written about Florence Nightingale. If you've not already, then do listen to archive episode number 13 first, so you have a good understanding of the life of Florence Nightingale. This episode is very much a supplement to that prior episode. In the near future, I'll take both of these episodes about Florence Nightingale and stitch them together into a one-hour extended bonus episode for my Soak Plus members. So stay tuned for that. But for now, lean back, close your eyes, and settle into my time machine of tranquility. I hope this episode distracts and relaxes your overactive brain squirrels. Florence Nightingale, Stories, Letters, and Poems. This first story about Florence Nightingale comes from a book published in 1911. It's not a biography, but rather a novel of historical fiction about the Crimean War. This novel was published just 1 year after Nightingale died, yet it accurately mentions how horrible the hospitals were for wounded soldiers, and then it mentions how these conditions were improved by Nightingale. The fact that strong praise for her was already being incorporated into novels within 1 year of her death really highlights how quickly the legend of Florence Nightingale was being formed. The passage I'm about to read to you from this novel is relatively short. It begins with two soldiers who meet again after not seeing each other for a long time. One shares that he was at Scutari Hospital and that it was a horrible place, except for one aspect he explains, the presence and care of Florence Nightingale. Keep in mind, though, that this excerpt is from a novel. Here is the passage. "Jack, is that you?"
"Will?
What a shocker to see you again. I thought you were dead. I've mourned you for months."
"Well, thanks to you, dear old chap, I'm alive. I spent a bit of time recovering at the Scutari Hospital. Oh, the horrors of that place, Jack. It was far worse than anything we'd heard. But an angel had just arrived there, Miss Nightingale, from England. She was beginning to get the place in some sort of order, and I was one of the lucky ones she provided for. 2 months later, I was able to get back to duty. but that never would have happened had it not been for her. Now, that passage of historical fiction may have felt a little forced and maybe even corny. So perhaps you want to hear some genuine words about Florence Nightingale from an actual British soldier who fought in the Crimean War. Well, I found just that. It's an autobiography of a British soldier who fought in the Crimean War that was published in 1881. The following portion of his book begins with the author fighting on the Crimean Peninsula in Russia. And then he is injured and taken to the local military hospital in Balaclava. What is remarkable to me is that he spends several paragraphs praising Florence Nightingale, even though he admits he never met her. It is clear, though, that what he is expressing is the collective praise of many British soldiers who spread the word of how she improved the medical care the soldiers received. But where did these other soldiers get their information from? Did any of them receive any direct care from Nightingale? Oh, don't you worry. I have some testimonials who did receive care from Florence Nightingale. But first, let's hear what this soldier wrote about Nightingale in his autobiography. That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Silk Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Silk Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to silkpodcasts.com. You are now just a small hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.